Hi there, this is David Gibson. This is Sound Healing Radio. And today's show is on the beauty of noise. I've done this before, but I've got a little more depth to cover on it or to share with you today. A lot of people think of noise as something that is really negative, and it is because that's what the term normally means. But today we're going to be talking about the sound of noise that is really positive, and that is the sound of the ocean, the sound of rivers and streams and waterfalls, and the breath is noise. The sound of a whisper is noise. And so we're going to be going through all the essences of noise that are really, really good for you and really positive, and how it works, including shakers and rattles. So it's the positive side of noise. So our intention is that you may be able to use noise, mostly from nature, to clear out any stuck frequencies so you may be clear and again resonate your own soul. Okay, that's our intention today. Before we get started, of course, I want to tell you about what's going on at the school. We just started a semester here. We've got a really cool class, so if you're interested, it's a really good time. You could still jump in at for the semester. It's the certificate program, 3 nights a week and some weekends, and you could also continue into the degree program if you wanted to from this certificate program. It's 3.5 months, so it goes to about the middle of December. And there's plenty of room. You could still jump in if you wanted to. We also just started the online version of the Sound Healing Program just last week, so you could also jump into that if you are interested. And that's with live instructors. If you can't make all the classes on Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday mornings, you could watch videos. Or you could just watch videos for the whole certificate program. And then in January, we're going to continue into the associate degree program for the second semester, if you're interested. We finally have enough people to go into the second semester. So we also have the Sound Healing audio recording program that's just started. And you could join that. We have that program online as well. If you're interested in Pro Tools or Logic Audio or any of the audio recording programs, we teach techniques for doing sound healing production from scratch, you know, so you can learn the programs and really learn how to use them in a really expanded way to really take people into different states of consciousness, to be able to do healing physically, mentally, emotionally, and take people into really high states spiritually. So those are happening. Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to have a booth at Earth Dance in Vallejo, just north of San Francisco here. If you're if you can make it, definitely come by our booth. We'll put you on the sound table and vibrate you into pure bliss. Also, another thing that we have that just came out is we have all these simotherapy frequencies that were researched back in the Germany, actually by the Nazis, and they're researched in detail. And we have a lot of packages. We have 11 different CDs. We have CDs for endocrine glands, for muscles, for bones, for respiratory systems, for circulatory system, for tendons and ligaments and nerves. And for the brain, all these different frequencies, for chronic fatigue as well. And so if you're interested, you can go to soundhealingcenter.com/musicma, musicma.html. Or you can simply go to soundhealingcenter.com and follow the links to the store and then for all the music. And there's a link in there that goes to all the frequencies. These are frequencies that you put on your body with computer speakers. They're not really music. They're really for just going right on the body, and they're really, I mean, really effective. And so if you're interested, check it out. Or you can always call me at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. It's david@soundhealingcenter.com. So those are the things we have going on. Of course, we've got some sound tables for sale right now, a used sound table if you're interested, for only $1,285, but normally $1,685. And, of course, we also sell crystal bowls and a ton, bunch of music, lots of music on the site, which you can listen to and check out and see see what you like there. Okay. So tonight we're going over noise. In physics, noise is technically an incomplete waveform. If you don't have a complete waveform, you can't really tell what frequency a sound is. You need a complete, at least one full excursion of a waveform before you really know what frequency it is. If you only have a bit of a waveform, you don't know. So a bit of a waveform is kind of like, you don't really know what pitch it is. Whereas a complete waveform, you can always tell it's a tone, like, right? So there are two types of sounds in the world. Tones, which is all instruments, all voice, and even our speaking voice. And then there's noise, which is like, shh. Let me actually play some white noise from a white noise tone generator. Here we go, or white noise generator. Okay. So this is white noise. The interesting thing about white noise is that it breaks up stuck frequencies in people. It can break up any emotional loop you have going on, which can be like not only stuck emotions, but deep emotional issues or post-traumatic stress. When you have a deep emotional issue or even a simple stuck emotion or post-traumatic stress, a theta frequency is looping in your brain. And if you look at an EEG, you can actually see that frequency playing over and over and over. And noise, since it is not any frequency, it is just incomplete frequencies, it's hundreds of incomplete frequencies, will break up that frequency. You know how it is when you go to the ocean. The ocean is mostly white noise. Actually, some pink noise as well. White noise is more mid-range noise, like this. Sounds kind of like a stream, huh? Whereas pink noise is more like a waterfall. It's got more bass and treble. A big waterfall. So the ocean is also noise, although the ocean does have a little bit of tone in it. Right when the wave curls over, the wave itself creates parallel walls. Whenever you have parallel walls, you get a frequency. That's why you get this sweeping sound of waves that go, right? So there is a bit of frequency, but mostly the ocean is noise. It's also noise that sweeps from low frequency to high frequency when it actually hits, when it actually crashes. So it goes right? So it's really great, and you know that when you go to the ocean and spend a day or even a couple hours there, it seems to clear you out. What it does is it clears out those theta loops that are looping in your brain or looping in the cells of your body, because it is no frequency and your system is just entrained to this no frequency. And it's hundreds of no frequencies, so much that actually can wear you out. You know, it's like hundreds and hundreds of frequencies every second. I'm sorry, pieces of frequencies, incomplete frequencies every second. When you listen to that, that can really make you tired, or let's say relaxed. And that's why we love going to the beach, because it really kind of relaxes us. Technically, it wears us out mentally in a way. But also, it does break up those stuck energy. You know, a lot of people like to listen to white noise when going to sleep, you know, with noise generators. You know, I think most people don't like white noise generators, but we love the ocean and the streams and rivers and waterfalls. You know, we love those sounds because those are more random, like nature is. They're more natural movement than just a white noise generator, which is simply the same thing over and over, right? So a lot of people like white noise when they go to sleep, and that's cool because it does mask, it hides other sounds around you. It hides your neighbors, the sound of neighbors. It hides the sound of traffic outside, and that can be really cool if you're really sensitive to sound. However, it is hundreds and hundreds of bits of pieces of frequency, incomplete frequencies, hitting your body and your ears every second. So in a way, it's very activating. I don't really like it because it seems that I can't go into a deep enough sleep when that's going on. Unless, of course, I've got a party going on upstairs or neighbors that are just making a lot of noise, then it really makes sense. But, you know, I don't really like it so much because it can wear you out so you can go to sleep. And it's very cool. It's not bad because it is clearing those frequencies. You know, I went hiking by a river about 6 months ago when I'm Mount Tam here, and there was a river right next to me the whole time for an hour. And by the time I finished, I could hear my soul frequency perfectly clearly. It's like it had cleared out all my thoughts, it had cleared out all my stuck emotions, and all that was left was me. It's very cool. There's a lot of sounds that are noise. There's white noise and there's pink noise, which has a little more bass and treble in it. Then there's also the ocean and streams and rivers and waterfalls. But there's also the white noise that is in shakers and rattles, which are really good for breaking up stuck energy. There's also white noise in a whisper. When you whisper, you're adding noise to your voice. It's very powerful. We'll talk more about that. But there's also the most important one of all is the breath. If you go up to somebody and you're doing a treatment on them in sound healing, and you simply go, it can be really powerful because a lot of us have forgotten how to breathe, especially how to breathe slowly like that. It's very powerful. A slow breath is one of the most powerful healing sounds we can even do. You could listen to. you know. And what I do in a lot of my music is I'll record the music to the tempo of a slow breath, almost just like what I just did. So what I want to do is go ahead and play one of these songs. This is Awakening. And Awakening, again, not only has been recorded to a slow breath, I added some noise sounds in the background that actually make it sound like there's a breath in there. So tune in to this noise and breathe with it. With the intention of clearing. play some nature sounds with some waves in the background, some noise. We actually have some crickets in the background as well, but these crickets are not noise, they're actual frequencies. In fact, I don't know if you've heard, oh, there's a whale as well. Actually, let me actually play for you. This is kind of an aside, but this one's really fun. Here are actual crickets slowed down electronically. So these are crickets in slow motion. This is not noise. This is actual frequencies. It's an actual song. So these angels underwater are actual crickets, slowed down electronically. If we were fast enough, this is what you would hear. The sound of angels. Crickets are angels that are just sped up. You know, really, really amazing. So whenever you hear crickets, you can really hear them in a whole different way now. So again, I'll play this waves with the noise in the background, and we'll see how it affects us while we're actually talking here. Let me turn it up. Okay. This is an actual recording of an ocean with real crickets and some birds and whales. Of course, the wind is also noise as well. So certain noises can actually be a little eerie, you know, but most noises in nature are really very soothing. It's amazing how we can be so soothed by sounds that are actually no frequency at all, just little bits of frequency. You know, when you have a stream, sometimes you'll actually have a little plop, a little bloop when this water hits a rock. If it's just a small stream, you'll hear like, whoop, whoop, whoop. It's kind of like in your sink. If you have a little bit of water in your sink and you have drops coming out, you get actual frequencies that are like, whoop. That's an actual frequency. Whereas if you turn on your faucet or you have a stream that's going faster, then you get the white noise. Sometimes in certain streams, you can have a little bit of frequency, whoop, whoop, and noise going on as well. It's really interesting. But a big river is all noise. Sometimes the wind will actually trigger a frequency going through the trees, so it'll start whistling. Most of the wind is a noise, but occasionally you get some frequency in there. All of these are, again, really good for breaking up stuck energy. Not only emotionally, but I assume that they help break up stuck energy physically as well. And that's why I think that for millennia, different cultures have used shakers and rattles to break up stuck energy. Because shakers and rattles are actually noise. They are breaking up stuck energy. Noise that's breaking up stuck energy. they have an extra added part to them, and that's the brainwave state they put you into by way of the rhythm. So they can put you into alpha or theta, depending on what tempo you're actually shaking the shaker or the rattle. So these are also really powerful noises. One of the other noises that's really effective is that of the whisper. But before we get into that, let me play for you another song, which is, this is Water of Life. So in the water, you often, water is so much about noise, and it's all about causing more flow to break up stuck energy. So check out the noises, the beautiful noises here. This is Water of Life. This song is really about bringing find it interesting that both nature sounds such as ocean, streams and rivers and waterfalls have the same type of sound as our breath. They're both made of noise. It's like they are giving us sounds. Nature is giving us sounds to help us breathe. A lot of the sounds in the city seem to constrict our breath, but when you listen to noise that breathes, either as in a person or as in nature, it makes it easy to breathe. It's just like, it's like you can sigh along with it. You know, it's really interesting. I always felt that God has put all of the greenery on the planet to remind us of the color of the heart chakra, green. So if you ever want to find the frequency of love, just look outside and look for something green and bring it into your heart. And now, he or she or whoever this being is, has now also made the sounds. A lot of the sounds in nature are to help us breathe. Love and breath. Love and breath. I've got another sound here that is noise that is really interesting. It's actually noise at the beginning and then a frequency afterwards. And this is lightning and thunder. Okay? Lightning and thunder. The crack of the lightning is noise. The thunder is actual frequency. And check this out. It's a little intense, so hold on. It's interesting that I've heard quite a few stories of lightning actually healing people. I saw this one story on TV where this woman had been paralyzed in half of her body for her entire life. She was about 40 years old. And this lightning came through her window when she was washing the dishes and knocked her out on the floor. And when she woke up, her body was no longer paralyzed on that one side. She was perfect. Her body was fine then. Really interesting that this noise, this energy of noise coming through, could actually clear out these blockages in her. Now, a lot of people, some people at least, say that our life on Earth was actually created by lightning. Lightning actually has enough power in it to transform a molecule into life. So some people say that's what actually created life. Some, of course, say that it was like a download of an alien, but, you know, who knows? I mean, so in one respect, if that's true, that lightning actually created life, then lightning is like mom. Lightning is mom. It's what created us. Noise is what created us, if that's true. Okay? Interesting thought. We came out of chaos. Okay. Now, I've got something that's really bizarre, totally a trip, and this is lightning slowed down. It's not thunder slowed down. It's the crack of the lightning. It's the noise of the lightning slowed down. So listen to it. It actually, it sounds like frequencies when you really slow it down, but it's technically noise. Check this out. It's a little weird. Okay. for that too long. We came, let me put it this way, a lot of the chaos in the world is really about breaking up these structures that hold us back. Chaos is wonderful. And most of noise is chaotic, very chaotic. It's a beautiful chaos, though. Isn't it interesting to think that at the essence of our breath, the sound of our breath is chaos? There's still structure because it's in and out, but there's chaos in the sound, which is the noise of our breath. I never thought about that before until this moment. It's interesting. Chaos is like God, because God is all frequencies, and chaos is not only frequency, it's not frequency, but it's like it's included in God. It's the non-form of pure light and love, in one way. That's one way to put it. Huh. There's another sound that's kind of interesting. I haven't listened to this, but I want to check it out. These are the sounds of the planets. And they've got a lot of noise in them as well. Actually, it's radio. This one I'm going to play are radio waves that came off of Jupiter. And then this is sounds from NASA, actually. And then they changed these radio waves into actual sound waves, because radio waves and sound waves are very similar. So they just like converted them to actual sound waves. Check this out. This could be a little weird. But we'll see. See if it actually plays here. Yeah. So that's a lot of noise. These are sounds from Jupiter. Isn't it interesting? It sounds like birds. Sounds like the ocean in the distance and birds. But it's actually Jupiter. Radio waves from Jupiter. Again, beautiful noises. What a trip, huh? Okay. Noise. The power of noise to clear us out and return us to our soul. Nature really has it down. Nature is the most powerful healing, sound healing sounds there are. I mean, nature is a professional sound healer. I want to play a song which is really about the sounds of nature. And it's got some noise in it, even some buzzing of bees. And this is Creative Spirit. And it's really the essence of the energy of life and chaos that comes out of nature in order to heal us. Okay. This is Creative Spirit. So tune into this with the intention of returning to your source of nature, yourself, into your soul, Creative Spirit. I'll play some nature sounds until it starts. Thank you. So the next time you hear any white noise, because we're not talking about noises like horns or blasting or anything weird. We're talking about noise, which is white noise or pink noise or ocean or wind or breath or whispers. So next time you hear any noise, you can know that it's actually helping to clear out any of these stuck frequencies that are keeping us from being who we are and from keeping us from moving on to the next level. Nature is doing what it can to help clear out all this junk we've come up with. So I'll leave you with just the thought of your own breath.